I'm here to rock you like a hurricane.
Scott, if William Shatner tried to do a Transformers noise, what is your impression of what said noise would sound like?
I'm having a credit card reader installed in my butt crack.
This is Harvey Pekar, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Britney Spears, and I just shaved my damn head. Just kidding. This is Scott Johnson. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is show number 126. Welcome to the program. This show is brought to you by, in part, YouBuyNow.com. I have some great stuff to tell you about them later, and it deals with World of Warcraft.
You are not prepared.
Actually, you probably are prepared. Anyway, great stuff from them. Thanks a lot, YouBuyNow, for sponsoring the show. Also, we are sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Use Life1, Life2, or Life3 as your code, and you will save money. Get a piece of the internet today using GoDaddy.com. Thanks to them for being a sponsor. This is the official podcast of the Extra Life Radio Show. Excuse me, of MyExtraLife.com, where you can find a comic now 2 days a week. More on that later. Yeah, I know. What else? Lots of good stuff. Blog, all kinds of cool crap. Been some crazy traffic over there lately. Come join the fun. It's good times. Wanted to mention right up front here, if you are still interested in being part of the guild that includes listeners and readers of Extra Life, listeners of the Buzz Out Loud CNET podcast, and listeners of the Instance World of Warcraft podcast starring myself and Andrew Konextergery, you can still join the guild. We're on the Earthen Ring server. It's a role-playing US server. You get on there and you look up Dreadspine or Caustic, and we will add you to the guild. We hit 500 members tonight, and I could not be more thrilled about it. We have to be one of the biggest guilds on the server. Anyway, enough of that. Let's move on with the show. We got a big one for you today. Let's welcome a few people to the table, shall we? From missiondeep.com.
Why don't you greet the guest first? That would be polite.
No, you wait, because it's a surprise. It's like the dessert, dude. It's like dessert. Your dinner. Brian,
there's no such thing as it manners in Utah.
Brian from what the hell's wrong with me? Brian from South Carolina and missiondeep.com. Brian, welcome to the program tonight.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. That's such a formal way to greet me. Yeah, that's great. Brian is a good man, and he's here to... I don't know. Maybe you're not. Obsidian is here from commissionedcomic.com and Columbia. Obsidian, hello.
You be good.
Hello?
Commissionedcomic.com and Columbia. That's really an interesting way to put it.
Your two claims to fame.
I was
looking it up. Why don't you ever say that, hello, I'm Scott Johnson from Utah?
Dude, I got to tell you something. Today I was looking up all on Alexa. I was looking up all the websites that are most prominently used in Columbia, and I was surprised to find out that a good 90% of them were sex sites of one form or another.
Wow, who would have expected that from the internet?
Well, no, it's just
I thought you were going to say that most of them were from Extra Life.
No. See, what I was finding was...
That was Extra Life.
I'll tell you who that voice is in a minute. But what I was finding was that sites like YouTube and Yahoo and Google and Flickr and all these are on every other country I was looking at, except Colombia. And in those cases, it was like, you know, amihotornot.com and Spanish versions of weird sex sites and adult friend finder Olé and things like that. It was really weird. Thought I'd mention that.
Wow, porn on the internet. Who would have thought?
Well, the internet is for porn. Coming to us today by the way of guest spot. Coming to us by way of a really cold part of the country and an entirely sick family except for him. And from Jawbone Radio at jawboneradio.com, the mail.
And from sextralife.com.
Yeah, sextralife.com.
Sextralife.
Dude, that's awesome, dude. Why didn't I think about that? Why not mysextralife.com? Mm.
I am registering.
Because nobody wants to know about your sextralife.
Do it.
I'm a GoDaddy using the Extra Life code.
Yeah, dude.
Registering.
Someone registers sextralife.com using the GoDaddy code. That is awesome.
Yes.
Anyway, joining us is Len Peralta from Jawbone Radio, the male half of the fine show over there. Len, welcome to the show.
Good evening, dear sir.
Yes.
How are you?
You are welcome to the show.
You know, the thing about Len is he's been here a few times. He was here not long ago, actually. Tonight he returns, not only because we just like having him in general, but because we have a topic that I think he has some insight on. Now, I mentioned a few weeks ago we were going to have a prominent cartoonist on the show. I would say Len is fairly prominent, but we were going to
Len, you're prominent.
We were going to have jousting Justin from Myth Tickle on again.
Justin,
yeah, he hasn't been on in a long, long time, but he had to close on a home tonight. So we will have him on again.
He's like stealing homes?
He's you don't even know what that means in Colombia, dude, when you close out a house, do you?
I would assume that it's a deal of some sort.
It is a deal. You would be correct. Ding, 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 ding.
He couldn't have called in during the closing. Come on.
Who? Oh, I see, yeah. Hold on a second. I'll sign that in a moment.
He's just not dedicated.
Scott, here's my Pujo.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows a definite lack of passion. Justin, I know you're listening, and man, I'm disappointed.
You know what? He had to close on it, otherwise he wouldn't have gotten the moat.
Yeah.
This is true.
This is true. Hey, did anybody else notice that today, not today, I guess yesterday, was the start of the Chinese New Year?
Yes, I did.
I noticed, yeah.
Ding Pong was going to call the show and talk about it, but he was too drunk.
He could just show up now. If he wanted to.
Yeah. His brother Bing.
No, here's how you do it. Okay, Scott, listen to me.
I'm listening.
I want to speak to Ding Pong now.
Oh, I see. Dude, you're channeling my second personality. Is that what you think you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. Please allow me to speak to Ding Pong.
I pity the fool who fly in plane. I can't do it.
What?
I can't do it. It's a throwback.
I mean, you can't just turn it on and off?
No, I'm unable to do that. I have to prepare.
Pretty good. That was a mix of Ding Pong and Mr. T.
I have a funny story, though. Now, the entire guild that we started, the entire community, and by the way, Len is part of that guild as well. I should mention
that.
Yes,
I am.
He is a major part of that guild.
Only these two chodes aren't in there yet. But anyway.
Wow. Could it be because we don't play World of Warcraft?
Well, you should
Maybe.
Be. You should be. Anyway, the point is this. While we're in the game, I start noticing when people hit a new level, like hit 25 or 30 or whatever, the guy will type ding, which is totally normal for this kind of game. Been doing that since the EverQuest days. But everybody in the guild almost simultaneously all type the word pong afterward. It's awesome.
That's funny.
It's totally awesome. And they're doing it now in the chat room. So,
people were saying that I should be offended by that.
You should be offended. Because you have an Asian sort of thing going
on. As the lone Asian in the guild, I should take offense to people saying ding pong whenever someone hits a level.
You should be so offended.
That's too funny.
You know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you should okay, there's people. Did you tell the listeners that we are actually live on Stickcam right now?
No, I was about to, but you kept interrupting
me. Extra Life Radio is recorded in front of a live studio
audience. No, this is what
I would
we've
like
got.
To tell to the people of the chat room. Okay, there's probably a bunch of people there. How many? Do we have a way of knowing how many?
Six, seven.
There's 15 on the site. There are another probably 50 in here. I can't tell how many.
Okay, the next time you should say a number in the hundreds so we don't sound so and
about
what I'm going to say is okay, if
over here.
Okay, if you have ever been offended by Scott Johnson, spam the chat room now. And that I'm not at the chat room at this moment, but I'm assuming it,
there it is.
Should be
yep,
going
yep,
crazy,
it
is. Right?
Spam, spam, spam. That's lovely. Let me say this.
Scott, you are a very questionable human being.
Let me say this. I've about had it up to my nose with people sending me emails complaining about shows 124 and 123 mainly that included a few poop stories.
Puke? Oh, wait. We should do a puke show.
No, no puke, no poop. We can't do any more poop because I'm sick of these emails, dude. People are just reaming on me. And it's like, I'm quitting your show. If I hear one more story about bodily functions, I'll have one myself. You know, that kind of thing. So people
know what? You'll be happy to know that we won't be talking about poo tonight. We'll be talking about large balls of earwax.
We should have
fall
a puke
off
show.
In the middle of the night.
Hey, look, dude, you had me at large balls. Just kidding. All right.
But, we didn't talk about poo last show. We didn't. We honestly didn't.
Yeah. I think Lynn should tell us about Lynn TV.
Oh, yeah. That's Lynn TV. That's been a real hit. If you guys haven't seen it, go to Job One Radio, subscribe to their feed, and you get to see Lynn doing some actually extremely high quality videos. And if people want to know why I haven't done an Extra Life TV in a while, it's because I am totally intimidated by his prowess as a Asian male doing videos. I can't compete.
Wow, that sounded so kinky all of a sudden.
I'm sorry to hear. No, I really enjoy Extra Life. I enjoy Extra Life TV. I hope it comes back soon. But you'll be happy to know that I think we talked about on our last show that in upcoming weeks there will be actually it's funny this I have hired another shooter, so we have two shooters on the show now.
Oh,
and, just like
that's
JFK.
People writing stuff for the show. So. But,
you're the JFK of video bloggers. That's awesome.
It will be. Yes.
There's another shooter.
There'll be one guy in the oh, grassy knoll.
The grassy hole.
No, but it's
knoll. Oh, how was that?
I heard there's a wig involved or something. I think I.
All right, so it's all good. But anyway, so welcome, Stick Cam people. Welcome everyone. This is good times. We're glad to have you.
Welcome.
Here. You're welcome as well. We're going to talk about web comics today. Ow.
Wow, you know, I've heard of those.
Well, we're not going to do it just yet, but we're going to get to it. And by the way, that whole bald Britney thing, if I hear one more
Is there a kid of yours like screaming in the background?
No, they're playing in the hallway. The door's shut. No one can hear but you.
Nobody can hear it but me and Brian and everybody in Stick Cam.
Nobody else can hear it because my mic won't pick it up. I've trained my mic not to pick up the screams of my children.
Oh. You smack your mic like you smack your kids.
No, but what I was going to say, what the hell was I saying?
Britney Spears, bald.
Oh, if I hear one more person tell me that she shaved her head, I'm going to seriously, you know, I'm going to...
Do you know that Britney Spears
shaved her head? Oh, that's it. Now I got to poo my pants. No, I'm just tired of hearing about it. Anyway,
she just wants to look like me.
Well, no, it's like this. All the major news channels are like, what's going on? Well, 20 soldiers died today. Bush got shot by a sniper and the White House exploded. No. Exactly. We need to talk about Britney's bald freaking head.
Well, there's like a news program on tonight, and they were talking about half brothers and half sisters marrying, and I'm like, usually that would be upsetting, possibly, but I'm just like, what the crap ever? We just got so much going on in the world. I don't care. You want to marry your half sister, brother? Knock yourself out.
You know what, too? Here's our problem, too, because where you live, dude, that's commonplace, right?
But yeah, what happens all the time.
Okay, there's another person to raise your hand if you've been offended by Scott Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, South Carolina, marry your sister, make Scott be right.
Yes, that, of course, is Obsidian, who is now eating his microphone. Anyway, just kidding. I'm teasing. What was I saying? Now you've confused me again.
Well, actually, the thing with Britney Spears, Scott, is that she was looking so damn skanky before, I don't know if right now, like at this moment, but she was looking so bad that she probably saw me and said, damn it, I want to look that good.
Yeah, that was it, dude.
Yeah. And shaved her head.
Hey, a bunch of people just left. I wonder why. That's weird.
Anyway, would you stop talking about bald heads?
Mass exodus.
Stop talking about balls and bald heads.
If next show you talk about bald heads, I am leaving.
I'm out of here.
hear another bald joke.
Here's the point, though. Bald head, someone wrote. I got to quit looking at the stupid chat. Okay, here's the thing. What I was going to say is the problem here is that we have like three 24-hour news channels that got nothing to do. They're just sitting around waiting for the next stupid thing that wastes everybody's time. And that is bad, bad journalism, dude. Well, what are you doing? Well, I don't know. We're on here for 24 hours. What time is it? It's 4 a.m. What else do we have to talk about? Well, let's talk about the bald, washed-up singer who will never make another album anyone wants to buy again. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. In fact, well, let's
I love on our local Fox affiliate. After American Idol airs, they always have something about either 24 or American Idol coming up.
Yeah.
We're talking to Bill Buchanan from 24. The exclusive interview. Hear what the Moss Man has to say.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is he related to the Buchanan, you know, Mitch?
Dude, you don't watch enough 24. That's all I know.
Yeah, you gotta watch 24.
Okay. I don't watch 24, period.
Look, the 24-hour news channels are officially...
Jerk of the moment.
But, you know, it did make me curious, Scott, though. What is your take on Britney Spears' baldness?
I think it's disgusting, and I think that she sucks, and I think I don't care is the main thing. I don't care.
What if she was really sick or something? You know?
Well, maybe she is. If she is, that's just too bad. Maybe she shouldn't walk around with her coochie hanging out on the Friday nights in the car.
What's a coochie?
That's the last coochie, time you please. Talk about a coochie on your show. Only time you're talking about a coochie is if it's smeared in poop.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I'm telling you, though. Seriously, who gives a rat's turd? I don't care. I don't care. And I can't wait for the days when her sister, who's on that Nickelodeon show, starts a...
She has a sister?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that poor girl, Jamie Lynn Spears, starts losing it, too, shaving her head and carrying her...
You know, some people can shave their head just because they want to. I mean, it doesn't really... require for you to,
you know, yeah, what
well,
else
it's always been a
you just offended
it's been
me
a
and my people
being...
you know, maybe it's something simple like she just got like gum in her hair or something.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Maybe
that's what I was thinking too, something like that.
Yeah, but so let's say
I thought it was funny on the news that they were actually interviewing a woman that was in the salon or whatever it is that you call it.
Oh, dude. That's the other part. That's the other part I hate is that woman gets up. Well, you know, I think her parents really ought to blah, blah, blah. Whatever, dude. There's your 15
you're
minutes.
Just some girl that was there. Like, ooh,
we heard you saw Britney Spears bald.
Yeah, ooh. I'll look for your eBay account when you sell pieces of her hair on the damn internet, on the inner tubes.
Since you're talking about news shows, have you ever noticed, do you guys have, you may not have this in your local news, but it might happen in where Brian and Scott are. Do you have a news channel that's like the hip news channel that doesn't call offenders, they call them jerks, or they call the police cops, and they call children kids? The cops busted some kids.
I don't,
you know.
Yeah, I don't know that we do. I wish we did. That sounds awesome.
Oh my gosh, that bothers me more than anything on local.
Well,
news.
See, at the very least,
the unsub.
Yeah, at the very least, what you need to do if you're going to have bad news, you may as well go all the way like that. In other words, I can't take freaking anybody on CNN.
We call that
or,
the Fox Channel.
Yeah, that's the Fox News Channel, dude. Actually, the local Fox affiliates around the country, they're all losing it. Every one of those guys is retarded. Sorry. Oh, there's some people out there that hate when I say retarded. Anyway.
If you talk about retarded poo and coochies.
Yeah.
Kids
poo.
The cops
okay,
busted
let's talk
some
about
kids
retarded,
with...
bald men that poo. I mean, we just lost, like, what, like 20,000 people right there.
That was your autobiography.
The cops have arrested some retarded kids hanging out in their coochies coming up at 11.
No, but you know what I mean. What's the point of going to a nightclub? Okay, go to the nightclub. Have your fun.
You go to a lot of nightclubs,
but do you got
to
flap your unit around for everybody to see?
You know she was with Paris Hilton. You know she encouraged her to do it. You know,
Wait a minute. I didn't know women could flap
show your coochie.
That's disgusting.
Well, if the wind's strong enough, I'm blowing to the east.
Women cannot flap stuff.
That's according to how many kids you've had.
Dude,
okay, that was horrible. Okay, there goes another 30,000
people. No, it's good. That was Brian, not me. We need a good one like that from Brian once in a while. It's nice. Keeps us sane. All right, we got to do this because somebody, where is it?
Oh, I got news.
What?
Oh.
What?
I'm watching Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my gosh. That's
Hey, Len, if you listened to the show more than just last time, you would know that American TV is not exactly my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Battlestar Galactica, and as I was telling Scott last week, it has changed my life.
It's good, isn't it?
Really?
Well, no, it actually
You know what?
Didn't
I started watching
life,
that, and I never got into it. It's the best show on TV, dude.
Best show on TV, freaking V. It's the best show.
I watched the 4-hour little movie there or whatever they had to start. I thought it was good, but I just never got into it.
Oh, you got
to
go past that.
I am, however, starting
to
get a little bit annoyed by that blonde Cylon chick in that guy's head. I mean, I'm like, okay, enough. Yeah.
Well,
enough with you.
Then enjoy all of season 2 and 3 because she's in all of that as well. You know, I
in his head.
Well, personally,
still?
I'm waiting for them to remake Buck Rogers with Aaron Gray.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Hey, Aaron Gray did an intro for the show. You know, she does a little bumper that Brian got. Brian met Aaron Gray.
Yes, I did.
Nude. Oh no.
She went nude.
Take off
nude,
the
nude.
Wasn't she with Linda Carter?
Awesome.
Linda Carter. Awesome. What's she doing now?
They had Linda Carter and Aaron Gray in a mud
wasn't
wrestling.
Wasn't she in wasn't Linda Carter in the Sky High movie?
She was. She was a principal. That's right.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was her.
She's doing okay.
Yeah, I liked that movie.
That movie was so bad. I mean, it was supposed to be dumb and stupid, and I liked it. I thought it was great.
And it had what's his face? What the crap?
That one guy.
His name.
That one dude.
Yeah, the one guy.
Yeah, the Macaulay one. Culkin. The guy with
Army
the thing.
From Army of Darkness.
And the deal and the whatnot.
Campbell.
Bruce Campbell.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell.
Oh, you know which movie is incredibly bad? What? That is very similar to Sky High?
Hey, Girl?
We are all over the place.
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom, yeah.
Zoom, yeah. Brian, we talked about that.
Brian reviewed Zoom once. Remember that? Reviewed it.
No. Remember that.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
We're all over the damn map today.
It was bad.
Okay, we got a call
because
we got to play.
We can't say poo.
I know. We got to come up
with
something.
We'd be a lot more focused with poo.
We got a question for, it's right here.
Lynn.
Where is it? Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
It's got to be for
here
of
it is.
Us. I mean.
It's actually a recording of us. It was me and a guest we had on a long time ago, like in the show 20 range, with Chris Stanger.
We weren't even born back then, right?
Now, what's interesting about this is this guy caught on tape, pulled out of an old show, a prediction that we had made that there was no way the PlayStation 3 would cost more than $300 and something.
Oh, wow.
And it's really weird to hear this, actually. It's really kind of haunting and strange. I'm going to play it here real quick, and we'll talk about
it. Be careful what you say.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, guys. This is Leroy phoning from Vancouver, Canada. Really enjoyed the show. I just started listening. Actually, I started listening to The Instance just over Christmas because I just picked up World of Warcraft, started playing, and really enjoyed it, and started listening to Extra Life. And I went to iTunes, started downloading the historical episodes, and I just finished listening to episode 37, and I just wanted to play this for you guys, because I got a chuckle out of it. Hopefully you'll remember it.
That I live in.
I guarantee that PS3 is not going to be $500 like everyone thinks.
Yeah, that's crap.
It's going to be $350.
I agree with I'm saying they're full of crap. You're not. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Sony is going to say it's going to be more expensive, just like they did with the PSP.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I agree.
Okay, mister.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I was just about to say something smart, and he cut me off.
Cut him off.
I was probably going to say that it was going to cost exactly $600.
That's my old buddy Chris from the infiltration days. Yo, Chris, what up? Peace out.
Yo, Chris, what up?
Anyway,
there are a ton of PS3s in the stores.
Oh, there are tons of PS3s. But the point is, back then we were thinking, oh, $500, that's a joke. Well, it turned out to be $600. We were wrong, man. Woo! Yeah. Anyway, just thought I'd play that. It was an interesting call.
I just want to say that I was not wrong because he did not let me finish what I was saying.
What were you saying?
I might have just said that it was actually $600 exactly.
I think you were just doing Sony fanboy mode and were protecting it with all your life. That's, I think, you were doing back then.
Oh, that's kind of like you do with Nintendo, huh?
Touché.
So, do you still want a PS3? Do you still want one, though?
Touché.
Well, you really want to know? I mean, if you offer me a PS3, to me, it's like if you offer me a Hummer. No, really. No, and I'm going to explain why.
I'm not going there.
A Hummer as in a car.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, right. In a car?
Yeah,
wait,
car.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, okay. No. Here's the thing. If you offer me a PS3, to me it's like if you offer me a Hummer. And I would say no, because although I think the car is awesome, I really can't afford to fill its tank.
Yeah, that's true.
I just
want to
hear...
So you give me a PS3, and I'm just going to have it here decorating my TV. I can't buy games for that.
So
right. Well, you'll have Ridge Racer to play.
Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer.
Obsidian. Obsidian says no to Hummers. That's the new slogan of the week. Anyway, so good job, whoever sent that to us.
But thank you for asking.
Yes.
I mean, it's
good
really
find.
Nice of you.
Good find.
It was a good find.
I would receive an Xbox 360 or a Nintendo Wii if you are willing to send me one. Glenn?
All right. Now, are we all big fans?
Are you going to send me one?
Are we all big fans of the last Batman movie? That's my question.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Adam sent in a file and has the following to say, which is a little disturbing to me on one point. I wasn't surprised on others, but you guys should hear this. We'll talk about it on the other side because we're all fans and we want the best for the next Batman film. So here it is.
Hey, Extra Life crew, Adam here. I requested a while back 2 20-hour shows a week to last me through the work week, and your shows have gotten about 3 to 5 seconds longer since then. So slow but steady, but I appreciate the effort. I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on the switching around of characters in movies, I guess TV shows, but I've heard recently Katie Holmes as being ditched on Batman, which is really the only one I'm glad about. I can't stand her. But also Morgan Freeman might be either not shown or switched out for another actor because he's doing some other movie. And then in The Incredible Hulk, or I guess The Hulk, the next movie, they are switching out Bruce Banner's character for another actor, too. For me, it's very distracting to have a franchise and then have them switch out a character. Especially, like, the other Batman movies had different Batmen. You know, every couple movies they change the actor playing them. I don't know, I find it kind of distracting, but I'm just wondering what you guys thought, and maybe you've heard other rumors about it.
Okay, it's not distracting to me. I can focus.
Well, no, I kind of get where he's coming from. It's not the reason I hate some of the old Batman movies. That's not my main reason, but it's one reason that it's not. Yeah. Those aren't so great.
Big question here.
What?
From the first four Batman movies, the ones that you probably hate. Even though you hate them, which one, in your opinion, was the least worst Batman?
Of all the old
Michael
ones?
Michael Keaton.
The least worst.
Crappy Batman. You know, I never could get...
The Danny DeVito one was pretty good.
No.
As in the actor. Who made the least worst Batman?
No, Len was saying he thought Danny DeVito played Batman.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm just kidding.
He was probably very drunk.
Michael Keaton was the best of those Batmans.
I would have to actually agree with him that Michael Keaton was the guy. It is odd. It's weird because he was like Mr. Mom back then.
Yeah.
It was hard for me because he was a comedian, and it was like Johnny... What was that show, Brian? Johnny... Feel good,
Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah.
That's what I was used to, is crap like that. And so when it came out that he was Batman, I was like, "What, dude? That guy's a comedian. No way." But I think
he felt a lot like Beetlejuice to me.
Well, yeah, Beetlejuice.
I expected a lot from Val Kilmer. I really thought he was going to be a good Batman.
Yeah, well, Val Kilmer wasn't bad, but you know what made that movie bad was the whole Joel Schumacher take on it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there was
the nipples.
You know, Jim Carrey was okay. I mean, there were too many people in that movie.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah. Not only that, but I don't like his take. His take on Batman is wrong. It's just not right. Schumacher's an idiot. He was trying to do this weird hybrid of kind of what Tim Burton had done with TV Batman.
And TV Batman, exactly.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
George Clooney, man, that was the worst. George Clooney.
Really? I mean, I didn't like him, but, you know.
I hated that one. Oh, I hated that one.
That was terrible. That was, you know, I hate, you know, you might be getting mail for this, but I just tell you that Batman and Robin was just like, all I could see was gay. I mean, it was just.
Okay, people, Len said that.
Yeah.
Len.
No, we're okay with gay.
But come on.
You just
you
can't
the,
make
the
Batman and Robin gay.
Pieces and,
yeah. Did
on.
You call that a, what'd you call that? A what piece?
A cod piece.
Oh, a cod piece. All right. Whew. I thought we had to.
What did you hear?
I had to. No, I had to mark down a rooster point in the show, but I guess we didn't have one, so we're okay. We're all right. It's all good.
I can give you one if you want.
No, see,
hey,
here's
George Clooney is in town, actually, right up the road from where we live at.
What's he doing there?
Filming a new movie.
What's it called?
He's filming a movie. I don't know.
Do it with your cousin.com.
Write up.
So let me.
There you go.
Let me ask you something, Brian.
All right, Scott.
If the new movie comes out without Morgan Freeman in it, are you going to care? Doesn't matter.
I don't care. I mean, he had a good part, but I mean, it's really a throwaway part. I mean, why would you really have him back again?
What if he became the butler that drove him around and called him Miss Daisy?
Driving Miss Daisy, yeah. That's funny.
Just as long, Christian Bale, I think, is the best Batman.
Yeah, if you had
and
to
I'm a little mad that Eric Bana's not coming back as the Hulk, I mean, or as Bruce Banner.
Yeah,
I don't care for that either. I mean, actually, I like the Hulk movie, but if they get another guy that's good to do the Hulk, I mean, why not? The one I do think is essential is Christian Bale as Batman. I mean, if the next Batman movie doesn't have him, I'd still go and I wouldn't complain much. And that's pretty much it.
Well, that's what you were just saying there, Leonard, that you think that Christian Bale is the Batman of choice of all these. I mean, obviously,
he is.
Yeah, I agree.
I think out of all the roles of all the movie Batmans, I think Christian Bale has nailed it. It's just so right, you know?
Yeah.
And it's his appearance, even. I mean, it's basically like Ron Perlman and Hellboy.
I mean,
he is Hellboy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Totally. By the way,
they should bring back that Bill Bixby guy to play the Hulk.
Yeah,
or Lou Ferrigno.
From the dead. Let's bring Bill Bixby back from the dead and have him play it. The last thing he did before he died is he directed an episode of Blossom, and then that was it. He was out.
Just hire Lou Ferrigno back.
Dude, he's around.
You know, people love him.
In fact, I saw him on something. Oh, yeah. What was it? Some comedy. No, some comedy he was on, and people were talking to him, and he was going, nah, nah, nah. Oh, I know what it was. It was
Okay, there goes Scott Johnson,
you
ladies
are
and gentlemen.
So lucky Lou Ferrigno cannot hear.
King of Queens. It was King of Queens, dude.
I don't know why they don't ask me to be the Hulk.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's freaking terrible.
Oh, man, that is terrible. You know, Lou Ferrigno actually does have a learning.
We apologize. Listen, we apologize.
He does
to. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's just deaf. Listen.
No, I read somewhere that he actually does have.
Where'd you read that on the internet?
No, in the newspaper.
He was deaf. He was a wrestler.
Listen,
this is actually pretty funny because several years ago, for I don't know what reason, Lou Ferrigno came to Colombia and they made like a huge fuss about it. It was in the news and everything. I'm
everybody,
like,
it's Lou Ferrigno day.
All right, we apologize to any deaf listeners listening to the show right now.
Yeah, yeah. We're so sorry.
That's funny. Actually, it's not. It's terrible, dude. Deaf
people,
that sucks.
There probably are some listeners that have like a deaf pet.
Holy crap, we're in trouble.
It could happen.
Only deaf weightlifters, someone said in the boards.
Why
there.
Would he come to Colombia exactly?
I don't know, and it was like some sort of promotional tour, but I cannot bring myself
tour.
To think about what Lou Ferrigno could be promoting.
I know what he came for.
Miracle Ear.
He came to get it on with Shakira.
Actually, Shakira wasn't even that big back then.
Oh.
And
she's much bigger now, physically.
Yeah,
did you see where
large.
She's claiming, that her and her husband like walk around the house naked because they're proud of their bodies or some kind of crap like that? I'm like, shut up.
That is disgusting. Yeah. I mean,
come on, who does
that? That is just
Colombia,
disgusting.
Really?
The human body was not made to walk around naked, and Shakira does not live in Colombia, by the way.
Where does she live? Where does she live now? She live out
she
in
lives
the States?
Some there. She lives someplace over there on your side of the world.
Oh, all right. Well, I can't
blame
her.
But no, I don't know what Lou Ferrigno was promoting, but so they made this huge article in the newspaper about him, about how admirable he was because he had overcome his deafness and his learning disability.
Oh,
well, if
I mean,
you're deaf,
I don't know.
That
for
is
all
a learning
I know,
disability.
He could have just been dyslexic or something.
What was his learning disability? Yeah. Was it to wear a bad wig and paint yourself green? Was that the disability?
He couldn't learn his lines.
I don't know if maybe I'm going to get a lot of flack about this, but remember, all flack that you are going to send to me directed towards Scott.
Oh.
But I don't know if I'm going to get any flack about this, but I actually didn't like Lou Ferrigno as Hulk.
Oh, I didn't either.
I love Lou Ferrigno as Hulk.
No,
awesome.
I like it in
you
a freak
love a lot of crap.
No,
stuff,
I like
Brian.
It in a freak show kind of way, I don't like it in a Hulk
you,
is cool kind of way. You know what I mean?
No, it's just because Hulk, to me, Hulk is very, very massive and more massive than Lou Ferrigno or any human being could ever be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we seem to have. That's it, everybody. Have a good night. Drive safely. We'll see you next week. No, that's a good point. I agree with O on this, which is rare, so write it down and make a note of the date. Let's see. Okay, we got one more thing, and that is Mark's, the other guy, did a Ghost Rider review.
Mark is still alive?
Ooh, sure he is. Yeah, he went to see Ghost Rider.
I thought
Mark
see that.
Died in, like, 97.
Well, yeah, back when we were doing the show.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Now, okay, I've got a question for you, Scott.
Do
considering it. That this is probably the biggest blockbuster film so far this summer.
Before summer.
Which is not even here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody really seen it that much? I mean, have a lot of our listeners seen it? Are you going to be doing spoilers or what? Have
well, no. I don't know if he...
spoiler-free?
It's a pretty spoiler-free review, I would say. But be warned, if you don't want to hear any spoilers of any kind that might possibly be in this because I'm too stupid to pick them out when I heard it the first time... then 3 minutes or so is what you want to skip ahead on the podcast, starting right now.
Hello, everyone. This is the other guy with your 3-minute movie review. This week, Ghost Rider. You should be taking a dirt nap after that ragdoll today. I got luck, dude. Luck don't cover it, JB. You got an angel looking after you.
Maybe it's something else.
Ghost Rider surprised many people by topping the box office last week with $51 million on its opening weekend. There were many skeptical comments concerning this film before its release, including the time of year it was released, which signals a disappointing movie, and Nicolas Cage in the starting role. Let me premise my comments with some insight into my perspective on superhero movies. I take them all with a grain of salt. I basically expect a comic book come to life. This means I don't particularly expect a standard comic book movie to be on the level of, say, a Batman Begins or even a Spider-Man. I expect that there will be some shallow characterization, some cheesy dialogue, and plenty of plot holes to go around. All I really expect is that it is entertaining to watch. That being said, many comic book purists will not like this movie. It has elements of everything I just mentioned. The bad guys aren't fleshed out to be well-rounded characters. They are just one-dimensional bad guys. There is the occasional goofy line that makes you roll your eyes, and there are elements of the storyline that could easily have been fleshed out to provide more depth. Bottom line, if you expect to go to see another Batman Begins, don't bother going. However, because I don't hold these types of movies in the same standard as I do, say, a quote-unquote serious movie, I found that I enjoyed the film. Nicolas Cage is, well, Nicolas Cage. In some ways, he's brilliant at what he does, and in other ways, he's extremely annoying. For instance, why does he continually try and do accents? Hasn't someone told him that he can't pull them off? In this case, he tries a Texas drawl, and boy does it sound funny. At least it isn't as blatantly bad as his accent in Con Air. The positive with Cage's typical performance is that he brings a goofy humor that makes the show fun. It is obvious that this movie doesn't take itself too seriously. There are some funny moments that work only because Cage is the one delivering the lines. I wish they would have done more with Sam Elliott's role as the graveyard caretaker. They could have really used his part as a mentor type, but instead they only used him for easy plot exposition. The special effects were pretty good. They weren't mind-blowing, but they worked for the type of movie it was, good enough to make it semi-believable, and never were bad to the point of annoying the viewer. I've seen better, but I've also seen worse. The bottom line is, this is a fun popcorn-chomping matinee. Go on a Saturday afternoon, wait until it's in the dollar theater, or rent when it's on DVD. I wouldn't spend a full $10 on it. Also, keep in mind what kind of comic book movie viewer you are. If you are a purist, I wouldn't even bother with it. This is kind of on line with Fantastic Four and Daredevil, both of which I personally liked. If you like those movies, you'll probably get a kick out of this one. That's it for this week's 3-Minute Movie Review. This is The Other Guy signing off.
All right, Mark, thanks for that. We appreciate it. The Other Guy swings in with a great review.
Wow, that was quick.
He kind of liked it. Kind of, it was okay. It was like, whatever. But let me tell you this. The reviews for it generally, like professional reviews, are just about as bad as you can get.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
This may as well be Catwoman 2, dude. Or even 1, for that matter.
You know, I haven't seen it, and it'll probably be a long time before I can see it. But I predict it's going to be pretty much like a friend of mine likes to review movies. And the way he says it is always, it's good, but it's not going to be changing anybody's life.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
If you like Ghost Rider, you'll like this.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Now, did you see the Pan's Labyrinth? Did you see that yet?
No, it's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
Actually, people here don't even know it exists, and I am so looking forward to it. And people here are, and we're just watching A Night at the Museum here.
Yes.
I gotta add both those films to my Netflix list. Thank you very much.
Yeah, do that. Night of the Museum will give you a headache, is what it'll do.
Really? I thought it was okay.
I thought it would be good if you had something like, I don't know, kids.
Or... Yeah, you do. It is good for kids, and my kids loved it, but I thought it was really pretty dumb. But again, I'm getting old now, and so who knows? Maybe I'm jaded. But anyway, I thought
love Ben Stiller.
Yeah, so. Ben Stiller's good.
I
just thought it kind of sucked. I don't know. But Len, you'll have to get that one, and we'll have to commiserate on that, because I know Len right now is on dangerous territory, because he's the guy that really liked Lady in the Water, or hated it, rather. You thought it was one of the worst movies you'd ever seen. And Brian over
You're
here...
stupid.
Brian over here really likes it.
I really didn't
I liked it. I liked it. I personally
halfway
think
through the film,
cannot...
I was like, why am I watching this?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what movie actually made me turn it off? I forgot.
Okay. Future Sport?
No.
It was so bad.
I watch Future Sport like once every month or so.
Yeah.
You've got to respect the cane. It's like going to church.
Yeah, monthly church. You're like a Catholic. Just kidding.
No. The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. The one about how the CIA was made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, I have never seen such a boring movie.
Really?
It was amazing. I mean, it was so amazing. I don't think a person can make such a boring movie on purpose.
Well, you know who made it?
I mean, if you tried.
With the, where he was like doing all the whole three books. Isn't that Clancy book or something? Didn't?
Oh, The Firewall? No. You mean the old ones, Patriot Games and the other two.
I walked out of one of those. Remember that?
Wow, you're not making any sense, Scott. Wow.
No, those are the movies.
You should do a show. You know what you should do a show eventually is, and you're going to have to have me on, of course.
Of course.
Is the movies that you've just turned off. I have a handful of films that I've just turned
Thin
off
Red
because
Line.
They're just so bad.
Really?
Thin Red Line, I was ready to shoot myself, man. I never do that.
You never do that?
I never do that. I've only done that once, and it was with The Good Shepherd, that after 2.5 hours, I look over to my girlfriend, and she goes like, dude, how long is this movie?
I don't know.
It's like it's never going to end.
Hey, speaking of Nicolas Cage, I saw that Weatherman movie. That was a depressing
I love that movie. I liked it,
but it was kind of depressing.
Which one?
Well, sure.
The Weatherman.
I mean, why not?
It wasn't the comedy they made it out to be. It was just a little off.
That's for sure.
Leaving Las Vegas?
No. Yeah, that was the big comedy.
Titanic
of the 90s.
That wasn't a comedy.
But all
Titanic
I know,
was a comedy, wasn't it?
Titanic?
Yeah, it was a comedy. Let's hold our breath for Titanic 2. I can already picture it like emerging from the water.
I like how you just said, that's a great tagline, hold your breath for Titanic 2. That's awesome. All right, moving on. Thank you for that, by the way.
Didn't even have to try.
Mark. Brian?
Scott?
Are you ready for this? Check this out.
Are you ready for this?
A visit from Brian's pile. Brian, show us your pile, buddy.
Yeehaw!
So what do you got?
Right, well,
this has to do with our topic. So about webcomics.
Yeah, exactly. Webcomics. Tonight's topic is about webcomics, and I thought I would do a little something on how to help some of these web cartoonists a little bit. There's a little utility called Comic Life that comes with the Apple Mac.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
It comes with the Mac.
May as well mute it.
Scott, why don't you tell people what I told you about the Mac this week?
Okay, I'm going to tell everybody something he told me about the Mac real quick before Brian finishes his pile. O said that if I gave him a Mac or someone gave him a Mac, he would gladly take the Mac and be thrilled about it. He likes them. It's just that they're like 4.9 trillion pesos where he lives. And anyway, I actually believe that O would be a full Mac-o-file if he could have the money to get it.
Well, now that you said it that way.
Send your Mac.
How many pesos is $600?
Yeah, what is that?
That would be about 1,400,000 pesos.
Honestly, counting everything with pennies, dude. What the poo are you people doing over there?
Would that still be more than buying a regular PC?
I mean, you could get a pretty decent PC for that. I mean, it's pretty much the same.
All right, Brian, back to your pile.
All right, back to the pile.
Comic Life.
So, you know, you got a brilliant idea, hilarious comic idea. You've laid it all on paper, and you scan it into your computer. Now you need to bring those drawings to life with the right layout and the dialogue. So this is where Comic Life comes into play.
Yeah.
Of course, live
brings
guys
them
use
to life.
That's right. So, you know, a lot of people use Photoshop. That's very typical of a lot of web cartoonists. Scott uses Photoshop, I believe. Obsidian, you use Photoshop or use Corel Paint?
I use Photoshop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Use Photoshop.
What do you use, Len? Len, you use Photoshop.
I use Corel Painter for my fantasy art, but for my comic, I use Photoshop.
Not everybody can afford the, $600, $700 Photoshop cost?
I can't afford it either.
Yeah. So either you can afford it or you steal it. Scott, you have legal copyright.
He borrows it from the internet. I actually have a legal copy of Photoshop. I do. I have CS
version 5, right?
CS1.
version 5.
CS1 or 2. I can't remember which one I have. But
I think I still have version 6 actually on a floppy disk.
Yeah. And I'm using I am using the beta for CS3 currently. So.
Yeah, but like I said, I feel like Photoshop is a little bit overkill for really making dialogues and balloons and doing the text. I really think it's a little bit of overkill. It's like what I said, like $600-$700 for Photoshop mm-hmm. CS2.
Oh yeah, it's too much.
But Comic Life, you can do the same thing, and it's a lot more efficient at it. It allows you to create balloons, and you can pull the tails down wherever you need to. Directly to the characters. If you start typing something, you figure out you're going to need a second dialogue balloon, you just do an extend, and it extends the whole text into another dialogue.
Well, I got a question for you. Let's say I've drawn the artwork, and I've got it colored up and ready to roll. I can't do any of that coloring and shading and crap in Comic Life, or can I?
You cannot do that in Comic Life. That is no.
That's one of those things that makes you go,
Well, can I bring in transparent stuff from my PSD file, from my Photoshop file, and like paste it in there, or open it in there? What are
transparent,
the options?
No. Yeah. Transparent, no. Which you have to do basically lay everything out. Now, I personally prefer to use Painter because the latest Painter is very similar in layout to the Photoshop, and it's a lot less expensive. Okay. It's probably about half the price or less. Comic
Floral
Life
Painter,
is only...
Yes.
Yeah, Comic Life comes with a lot of the the iMacs and the Mac Minis.
Yeah,
comes with all the Mac Life stuff.
Yeah,
and it's only like $24.95 if you don't have that.
Yeah,
so you're talking about really affordable.
The guys in the chat room.
So
think
is this stuff? Can you go right to print with this stuff if you wanted to, or is it strictly for
yes.
web?
No, you can set your DPI on it. You can set it at 300, 600, wherever you need.
Oh, very nice.
That should have come with your Power Mac there, Leonard.
Oh, it doesn't. Get it? No, it's not
oh,
on.
Oh, it didn't.
It's not
oh,
on
okay.
Here.
Well, there you go.
It's $24.95. You can get it from Plasq.com. That's Plasq.com.
.com.
And it's very easy to use. If you decide you want to use the, there's like a wizard that's built into it, and you can download
it has like
all
a
of your images.
In it?
Yeah, a wizard. You can download all your images into a folder, and you can choose a layout, like a four-panel layout, and it'll automatically place each one of the pictures into the panels for you. And then you just go from there, and you can resize the images as you need them.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And then you can, it's real easy.
Yeah.
It's super easy. It's a lot easier than Photoshop, because I don't know how many times I end up redoing my dialogue balloons in Photoshop whenever I do them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll change my dialogue, and then I have to go back and rechange my dialogue balloons.
Yeah,
so
that is a pain, especially when you spell your comic wrong, and it gets dug on dig.com.
Yeah, you do a wee-wee on your comic.
Yeah, that was
that
sweet.
Can I get a wee-wee?
But those,
another thing too is
go ahead.
Now in Photoshop, you've got to go to I usually go to Blambot to get all my fonts for that. And of course, Comic Life has a lot of professional looking fonts that are already in there.
The fonts.
Very low learning curve. And if you are on a PC and you can't get access to a Mac, then you can always get the Comic Book Creator, which is for the PC. And I think that's made by. Hold on 1 second. I know Marvel just
two guys in a basement
for those.
Oh no!
Yeah, two guys in a basement.
Named.
I'm surprised that it's not on my Mac. It says someone in the chat room said that it only comes with a new Intel Macs, but it's not on my Mac.
Yeah, you got an Intel Mac. He's got an Intel.
I got
Mac.
An Intel. Yeah.
Yeah, we all do. I got it on my iMac.
Am I not a person? We all do not have an Intel Mac.
What you got? Minesweeper and Solitaire, dude.
Actually, I color my comic in Photoshop, and I put all the all the lettering and balloons and everything in Corel Draw.
Yeah. Now, by the way, the people in the chat room, a couple of them have mentioned that really the only good image editing software, and all this means nothing to them because they have MS Paint. Apparently, that's enough for them.
Oh, but I've seen some people do some pretty impressive stuff in Paint.
Yeah, not at my house.
Yeah,
I'll
have
tell
to.
You that.
Now, for $29.95, you can actually get the Marvel Comic Creator, distributed by Planet Wide Media.
Yeah,
and if you go to my Comic Book Creator, it's basically the same thing as Comic Life, except it comes with a bunch of Marvel illustrations already built into it, so you could actually create your own thing. Both of these are utilities that can be used for like if you did screenshots from games and that type of thing, and you could actually write dialogue over top of that, or you could capture pictures of yourself.
And you can insert the Hulk.
Insert the Hulk.
Yeah.
You can do it like that.
Oh my gosh, look at the freaking time. I have to mute you guys. We have to take a break. That's awesome, by the way. Brian's Pile. Man, I love Brian's Pile. I could stare at Brian's Pile all day. We are going to take a break. We must do that. We must take a break. When we come back, we'll talk maybe a little bit more about webcomics. We're running out of time quick. But if we don't have time for it all, that's okay. We'll touch on it at other times. It's more important than we had all that crazy randomness at the beginning, because that, folks, is what makes a good Extra Life radio show. We do have a crappy movie of the week this week, so stay tuned for that. And right now we have Rico's Reviews and a short word from YouBuyNow.com about the new World of Warcraft action figures. We'll be right back.
Extra Life!
Story goes that he'll be normal during the day. But at night, the Rider takes over.
Hello again, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. We'll look at a new movie, Ghost Rider, just out a few days ago. I saw this movie recently, and I thought I'd talk about it. I did really enjoy it. It stars Nicolas Cage as the Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze. Also stars Eva Mendes, Sam Elliott, and Peter Fonda gets to play the devil. This movie has some really excellent special effects. If you're a comic book fan, I think you're going to really enjoy this film. It doesn't take itself too seriously, not quite as serious as the Spider-Man films do. There's a lot of lightheartedness in it. Nicolas Cage seems to really have a good time playing the Ghost Rider character. A lot of neat things happen. I don't want to give too much away like I usually just kind of talk in general terms, but if you're a comic book fan and you like special effects, like a little humor in your movies, this movie, I think, would be for you. It's rated PG-13, out in theaters now, Ghost Rider. Go see it in the movies. This is Rico, signing off for this week.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like my skull's on fire, but I'm good.
Fascinating.
Hey, everybody. Have you been to YouBuyNow.com lately? Let me tell you something that's really cool about these guys this week. They have access and will start selling. Actually, may already be shipping. I don't know. They're going to be kind of hard to get for a while, is my guess. But they've got the new World of Warcraft action figures. The orc one is the one I've got to have. I guess he's a warrior. Not totally positive about that. Really cool stuff. Officially licensed toys for World of Warcraft. If you're a fan of the game and you're a fan of that universe, you definitely need to check these out. YouBuyNow.com has them for sale. You can go buy them. And when you do, you can save 10% by using Extra Life as your code as usual. So go check them out. YouBuyNow.com and get your WoW groove on today. And we're back. Thanks so much to Rico. He just does a fine job. His own take on Ghost Rider. He liked it a lot. So maybe it's good. I don't know. Rico's the man, so you got to take his opinion serious. Maybe these reviewers don't know anything about nothing. Anyway.
Rico's a man. Mark is not.
Mark is... No, Mark's the man, too. So he just has a different take.
We had two Ghost Rider reviews?
Yeah, one was... Rico's was much shorter, but... and a little bit less in depth, and I'm trying to think of what else I can say about it.
So Rico's is shorter than Mark's.
I know it.
And Scott should know.
Dueling reviewers.
Dueling reviewers. So you decide who is the winner. But it's nice to have a couple of opinions you can kind of base your opinion on or your decision on. If you want to spend your $7 to $10 to go see this thing, or if you think it's a steaming pile of schmoo.
I predict it's not going to be as bad as Fantastic Four.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I mean, it's actually hard.
The special effects alone were just freaking incredible.
In what?
In the Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Oh, it looks pretty good. Yeah, it looks decent. And it's got Sam Elliott in it, dude. That's good enough for me.
I think the new Fantastic Four looks pretty good, actually. So
the new one, yeah. Except
I liked it.
The Silver Surfer has a package. You can see his unit.
And that intimidates you a lot, Scott.
Well, I don't like seeing that. It's like, okay, here's this really powerful god from space on a surfboard. Hello, 70s and psychedelic comic book writers.
Whoa, wear a cup, buddy.
Yeah, put that away, dude. He needs to get a little strap on. Not strap on. He needs to have like a... He needs to tape it back.
Yeah, Ghost Rider, wear a strap on.
He needs to tape it
back.
Why
not?
No, but the thing is, actually, if you think about it, the 70s was a weird melting pot, strange time for strange comic book characters. So you got like this flaming skull guy on a motorcycle. That's pretty much a child of the 70s. Fantastic Four, I know a little earlier than that, but still. Silver Surfer, dude, that's totally 70s mentality when it comes to superheroes.
Yeah, totally.
There were lots of stuff like
that. I thought he was a good guy. I don't know anything about that. I don't know.
All you need to know is he's silver and he rides a surfboard through space. That's
oh no! I knew that. I thought he was a good guy. I always thought he was a good guy.
Well, he was. He is eventually, right?
Yeah, he is. Eventually.
Well, yeah, but at first he's sort of like a. He isn't he like Galactus's eunuch? Or something?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
his eunuch.
His unit. What?
Eunuch.
Speaking of units,
his unit. That's why I said his unit.
All right. Anyway, thanks for that.
I still want to see Galactus in the movie. That would be good for a few laughs. I've always thought Galactus is one of the funniest characters
I think
I've
it's
going to
be awesome.
Yeah, I hope
I
it's good.
He's an awesome character.
I hope it's good. I hope it's not.
No, but
sucky.
He looks funny. I'm not saying that he's lame as in the concept. I'm saying that he looks funny. He looks like a guy with a blender on his head. And we've talked about this before.
We have talked about it before.
I hope Spider-Woman shows up.
Yeah, and Supergirl. Can we get her in there? Can we have She-Hulk? I'd really like some of that action.
How can people actually think She-Hulk is hot?
Oh, dude.
She's not hot.
If Lou Ferrigno plays
can
her.
Someone, yeah, that'd be hot. Can someone tell me what the deal is with She-Hulk? I do not understand her origin at all, and I'm sure there's a nice big long one, but again, that seems like
people
one of those
love,
70s mistakes to me.
People love She-Hulk, and they love her naked.
I guess, dude.
They do.
I don't know. What's up with that? Can she talk and be normal and stuff? Is that She-Hulk's deal? Like, she's not all...
She was totally normal. She wasn't like a...
Oh, man. It would have been hot if she was like She-Hulk Smash.
She-Hulk Smash.
That would have been actually pretty hot.
She-Hulk having bad time of month. Well, let me ask you this. Does the She-Hulk get... How does she turn green? Does she get pissed and turn green or no? I don't get it.
That's actually
or
private,
no, what happens
Scott?
Here?
What a dumb character, dude. Come on, Marvel. Was this Stan Lee up drinking too late one night? Who, by the way, was on Heroes the other night, and that was a dumb cameo. Boy, I'm just full of it today.
Oh, really?
Pissed at everybody, yeah. In fact, you know what?
Didn't we rag on Stan Lee last show?
Yeah. No, you know what that might actually make him? That might make him a
jerk of the moment.
I'm just
kidding. Didn't we already have a jerk of the moment?
Yeah, I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm kidding. Anyway, we officially have...
Of course we can have two.
We have no time left for webcomic talk.
Oh, man.
We seriously don't. We're going to have to do this again. And by the way, having Lynn on again is no problem because I completely invaded his evening tonight and said, come on, be on the show, please. Need a backup.
That's all right, man.
All right.
I got my trolley gummy worms here.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Oh. Dude, your wife says to quit eating those,
jobs.
Didn't she?
Okay, I have just received a request from people in the chat room. I am supposed to say webcomics. But why don't we just go for a two-hour show?
Because we can't.
No, they're supposed to say people.
Why
say
is there
they
a law?
Want me to just say
yeah,
a
no,
song.
We can't. What do you mean we can't?
I have some technical issues, some technical reasons why we can't go 2 hours, dude. So, and also,
I won't be in the bed till 3.
Yeah. Plus, I have some hosting issues that require the show not to be 2 hours long. So they'll survive. We'll do it again. My gosh, I'm gonna freaking jump through that chat room and call everyone a jerk at the moment. Just kidding. I'm not. I'm not really. I love having you in there and everything.
Yeah, people.
Fine.
Why don't you come to the chat room? Have Scott treat you bad.
Look, what I'm gonna give you instead is a great look at a film that Clint Howard is in. Come on,
Clint Howard.
Yeah,
I love Clint Howard.
Clint Howard's the man.
You know, he's my sweetie.
Okay. So Len is coming back, is he?
Yes, he will be. He will be. Him and his gay problem with
Clint Howard, the ugly Howard brother.
Yeah, the ugly Howard brother, whose only good movies, the only movies he's in that are actually good, solid movies are the ones his brother's directing, and he just happens to get in there because they're family. Everything else is crap, like Carnosaur and this thing.
Carnosaur.
So I'm going to play, you know, I have to do before we do that. I never do this on time. Here it is.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And this Crappy Movie of the Week is brought to you by Michael, who donated the World of Warcraft.
Oh, so that's the guy's name.
Nice.
Yeah, the guy I forgot last week. Michael donated World of Warcraft Collector's Edition last week, Michael. That we gave away to Nathaniel Larson.
Michael.
That cool. is on its way, by the way, Nathaniel. So if you...
What Michael have big?
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was from last week.
Yeah, very nice. Wow, you do listen. I'm
impressed.
Michael anyway, so thanks, Michael. You are officially sponsor of this Crappy Movie of the Week. This Crappy Movie of the Week is called Tick, or Ticks, excuse me. Not the Tick.
What?
Not the Tick.
I said something else.
It's Ticks.
I understood something else, yes.
I understood it had
a lot to do with boobies.
T-I-C-K-S. Thank you. Not the other one. Tick, starring Clint Howard and Seth Green.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this came out in 1993.
Clint Howard.
Same year as Carnosaur, oddly enough.
Wow, that was a great year for humanity,
yeah,
wasn't
Clint
it?
Was a busy man that year.
Old the humanity.
I never trusted anyone named Clint growing up. They all seemed like rednecks and tree kickers to me. Whatever a tree
there
kicker.
You go. Another Scott Johnson moment.
I don't know what a tree kicker is. Problem. Here's the plot. There is no subplot to this. Problem teens in L.A. join an inner city wilderness project. Hold on a minute. That's stupid. In an attempt to get back in touch with life's priorities, led by do-gooders Holly and Charles. When they go to the campsite, they begin having problems adjusting to the wildlife, particularly local marijuana growers using herbal steroids to accelerate plant growth. The mutated
herbal
ticks,
steroids to accelerate
plant
what?
Growth. Plant growth. And the mutated okay. ticks that the leaky steroid system has created. Oh, boy.
So they make a leaky steroid system.
So these ticks attack them.
That
dude.
Was my wrestling name in high school. Leaky steroid system.
Leaky steroid system.
Mine was tripod. Anyway. Sorry, that was terrible. Here's a couple of lines from it. This one's only 2 seconds, and it's just stupid. It's this line makes no sense. The dialogue writer should be shot twice in the face. Here it is.
See, they call me Panic because I never do.
They call me Panic.
What? Wait, huh?
He says they call
I never do.
They call me Panic because I never do. Does that make any sense to anyone?
It makes no sense
okay,
at all.
Okay, Obsidian, you're genius PhD. What is he doing?
I was wrestling cat. My cats. They
That's
were trying
great.
To you don't want to know.
Okay, I'm going to call you Mother of Three because you're not. Do you see what I'm saying? That's stupid. That line is retarded. Ah, that line is lame. I'm having a problem. That line is retarded. That line is gay. That line is Irish.
That line is offensive.
Anyway.
That line.
The line is offensive. Thank you. All right, here's one about the wood tick. This is great education for those wondering about these wood ticks. And this is just terrible. Here it is.
A wood tick.
Ticks do not get this big.
It's a tick. Severely altered, but a tick all the same.
It's a tick. Severely altered, but a tick all the same.
Yeah, because you should not discriminate
you
altered
bastard.
Ticks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I mean, altered ticks are ticks, too. They have feelings.
They do. Even the altered ones.
That line is a gay retard.
Man. You forgot deaf.
Gay deaf retard. Deaf retard. Oh, we are in so much
Balls.
Freaking trouble, dude. Hold
oh,
on.
Oh, and he's taking a dump.
Oh, I got to tell everyone to use a new email today. That'll help, too, for all your complaints. But anyway, here's one about how they bite like an SOB. Here it is.
Yeah, they bite like a son of a bitch.
I just thought that was awesome.
That's
well,
what she
it,
said.
It is a tick. I mean, you'd come to expect that from a tick.
From
yeah,
a tick?
But actually, ticks have like this numbing agent wherever they bite you, so you don't feel them.
Do they really?
Brian yeah. should know. He's got the problem.
Well,
I'll send it.
Have you ever? Has a tick ever bit you and you went, "Ow, son of a"? No.
I don't recall a tick ever biting me. Actually,
you know, Clint Howard looks a little it's like a tick. Won't. He looks like a tick himself, if you ask me.
He Hello? Does a bald tick.
Now, I got to say this. The people still in the chat room.
As opposed to a hairy tick?
There.
What kind of ticks you've got up there, buddy?
Have you seen that guy? Clint Howard is the
ugliest
guy
man
in the world.
Ever. Yeah, he's yeah. ugly. Ooh, that guy's ugly.
He's
no
like,
Opie.
Britney
he's no
Spears.
Opie. Yeah, he looks like Britney Spears, only he's not flapping.
Only a
his,
little bit less skanky.
He's not flapping his unit in the wind.
A little bit less. I insist, you should That's not funny. Say women and flapping units because... Oh, man. I mean, women can't flap.
You can flap your unit, too. And we're going to do that right out the door. This has been Extra Life Radio, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the show, especially those in the chat room, guys. Thanks a lot. Hopefully, we'll do this next week. We should. In fact, from now on, even though you don't have video, who cares? It's just audio anyway, so who cares? Who gives a rat's butt? Hey, listen, new email to use, folks. No more of the old one. Here's the new one, okay? I want you to use extraliferadio@gmail.com. Write that down. Burn it into your brain. Carry it with you wherever you go. Extra Life. Excuse me. extraliferadio@gmail.com. That is the new email. Send us your thoughts, your comments, your recorded audio, your whatever. And we'd be glad to play it. We've got a whole bunch to play after this, so listen for that as well. If you'd like to be part of the show in phone format, you can call us 206-203-CRAP. That's crap. And leave your crap line call, and we will play it on the air. If we don't play it during the show, we may play it after. Try to keep them a minute or shorter if you can. For everything else, check out myextralife.com, read the comic, comment in the blog, and join the forums. Why not? Until show number 127, we'll see you guys next week.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Because you're such a spaz usually.
Eso se volvería aburrido muy rápido.
Oh, yes.
I think that was just the apex.
Good. I feel like an idiot tonight.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, it was so easy to do.
We'll spread the poo a little farther and wider. Give hunger the bird. With all That's the sex great. And violence, I decided to write a book. On my back, underneath my cape, we do have the one redheaded stepchild. There's a guy dressed up like Elvis and a stormtrooper. I think she ended up getting spat out the bottom of the porn industry much years later. Men and boys are turds. You're snorting Stretch Armstrong on a Friday night.
Hey, good news. Scott has posted episode 49 for all those Extra Life listeners who wanted to listen to the entire archive. I just got done listening to it, and now my life is complete. But you do need to go to myextralife.com and download it directly from the podcast section as opposed to trying to get it through the feed in iTunes. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Kim from Canada, and I'm just calling because, well, to see the girls don't really call you guys, which is sad. I just wanted to say, about the whole poo thing, you're not forcing anybody to watch your to listen to your show, are you? Are you? Didn't think so. I mean, right now, I'm working in a place that sells cinnamon buns. And people will come up to me and be like, oh my god, I'm on a diet. Ha ha ha. It's like, fuck you. No, sorry, I can't say that. You know, I'm not making you eat this cinnamon bun. Stop whining about me, about the 700,000 calories. It's actually 700. Anyway, yeah, keep it up. Because that's the funny shows are the ones I make my family listen to. Oh well. Bye. You guys are doing a great job.
Jose Mentos!
Hey, this is Juicy Go. I was just looking through the paper today, and I thought you'd like to know Benicio del Toro is 40 years old.
Hey, ELR guys. This is Taylor from Tennessee. I'm calling in. I also called in on the instance. This call just might be shorter, though. As a fan of the work of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, I've been wanting to work on an in-game production in World of Warcraft of one of their shows, perhaps a Millennium musical or all great books or the Bible. There are several shows that I think could be easily catered to the World of Warcraft, so if any of you ELR guys or ELR listeners would be interested in helping with cinematography or working on the production or making or doing sound stuff or being one of the three characters in one of these shows, you can contact me in-game at my character, Drachnihil, D-R-A-K-N-I-H-I-L. Unfortunately, this is a Horde players only, as he's a Blood Elf. But this, I think, would be an interesting and fun and innovative thing, which, you know, just might make a big splash hit. And if not, then it would be just something fun and original for the guild and its, the people who are friends with us to do in-game. So you can contact me at that name, and I can give you some more information. Bye.
Hey, Scott, Brian, Obsidian. How's it going? This is Vecco. I'm sure you've forgotten me. I haven't actually contacted you in many, many, many episodes. I was the one that you took the lightsaber to in the furniture store. Anyways, I have a complaint about your show. Now, it's not your guys' fault, but it is your listeners. Why the hell do we have to complain so much? Why? Who gives a crap if Scott does not like anime? Who gives a crap if a civilian does not like Star Trek? Who gives a crap if you don't like Dean Kong? You don't have to listen to him. It's all for the entertainment. And if you don't like the entertainment that's available, don't listen to it. I enjoy the show. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you.
Hello, this is a Bing Bang, and I wanted to wish Ding Pong a very happy, a very, very happy New Year. Crap.
Oh, yes!
The Tripod Network. What's on?